I have a question to you. What do we celebrate today? Yes. Ash Wednesday. What's Ash Wednesday? The start of Lent. Yes. What else? What's Ash Wednesday? Why do we put the ashes on the forehead? Yes. Can you say it louder? Say it louder.
They lay down palms on the floor and then they
Okay, so ashes is made from the palms that we use on Palm Sunday, and we burn them. Okay? What else on this side? What's Ash Wednesday? Yes. Okay, you put ashes on our forehead in the form of cross. What else? The first day of Lent. That's what I'm looking for. Thank you. So Ash Wednesday marks the beginning of Lent. And Lent is 40 days long. So it's from today up to Wednesday. But if you will count it, it's 46 days. The 6 days are not counted because that's usually the Sundays. But the 40 days, 3 things that we have to do in the observation of Lent. What are these? 3 things. Yes. Praying and fasting. And almsgiving. Wow. Very good. Very good. Kudos to your teacher. So we pray, we fast, and we do almsgiving. But in the gospel today, it says, so when we give alms, do not blow your trumpet. So if we give alms, we give alms in secret. Because if we give like, okay, I'll give you a chocolate in front of everybody, now I get my reward because everybody sees my goodness. But if I do it in secret, nobody will see my goodness but God the Father alone. The second one is prayer. You do not pray like standing in front of the garden there, put your hands up and pray. Because that's what the hypocrites do. They pretend to be holy. They pretend to be kind of like a good and holy person. But the gospel today, Jesus is saying it's not. That's not the way how to pray. We need to pray in a closed door, in a secret. Closed door meaning in silence. In silence of our hearts, in silence of our mind, we pray. And the last one is almsgiving. Oh no, fasting. So we fast, but we do, do not look, the gospel said, do not look gloomy. Like you look like hungry or tired, something like that. But we need to have like a jolly personality. We need to maintain who we are. And that's fasting. And I know everyone here, you're still young to fast. But I am requesting you to fast on becoming conduct in your class. What I mean is to be good to your classmates, to your teachers. So we have to fast from craving doing our assignment. Okay? We need to fast from not studying our lesson for tomorrow. And we need to fast from doing a lot of games than working on our assignment. You have a lot of things to do. But at this moment, I want you to have a model of a true Christian. Alex, please come up. Alex here came with me to the Texas mission. So I guess he prayed for it, right? He prayed that he could come. But he doesn't have means of coming here. So almsgiving, he did not, you know, go to each one of you and ask for almsgiving. But he saved his money. He worked for him to go to the Texas mission with us. And the last one is fasting. Where did your family went?
Tahoe.
His family went to Tahoe for vacation, but he went with us in Texas mission to work, to serve the poor, to give a house to Diana who is homeless. Alex is one of our examples that you need to be a model for us today. Let's give him a round of applause. And so with you. A lot of opportunities out there to serve our brothers and sisters. A lot of opportunities for us, for people who ask us to pray for them too. If Alex can do it, you can do it too.